Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's Derrick Rose, that kind of stuff. It's only going to get worse, and by worse, maybe better. But, I mean, you're not going to be able to go anywhere without people recognizing you, wanting a little bit of your time.
GP's voice sounds
how
different.
How much of a change is that? Or have you been dealing
sounds
with
like,
stuff for
like,
a while?
Like,
well, I mean, he is.
He's older.
He is 14 years younger.
He's 14 years, yeah.
People saying hi or asking for autographs, so this should be just, I should be just used to this by the time next week, whenever it happens, I should be used to it.
I read a quote yesterday from O.J. Mayo, and he was talking about, you know, being able to come in, and, you know, he thought he'd be able to win a national title, maybe, because he was supposed to play with Nick Young, with Gabe Pruitt. Now those guys have turned pro. And he said, it's going to be harder now, but, you know, we're going to go play, we're going to have a shot, and that kind of stuff. You genuinely do have a chance to win it all. I mean, you've got a team of veterans, Chris Douglas Roberts, Antonio Anderson, Robert Dozier, Joey Dorsey. What's it like coming in and joining a group of guys who have already accomplished a lot on their own and knowing you could be that missing part?
It feels great. Just thinking about it making me happy, but we just gonna have to take it one game at a time. My ultimate goal is to win the national championship, but without taking it one game at a time, you get off track.
All right, there we go. We gotta wrap this up. I didn't think it was as bad as GP thought.
No, I mean, I see what he's talking about. Like, Derek was definitely not rude, but, you know, I mean,
Derek was never.
First off, it's very loud. It's tough. Like, have you ever done an interview in that setting? Like, that's a tough setting.
Right. All right, we got to take a break. We're late to Chris Harrington. We'll do that next. Then Fish on Friday and Tuesday, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show, weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey Station.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. Danny, what kind of mom are you?
I'm a working mom.
And there's stay-at-home moms, stepmoms, grandmoms, even pets moms. And what do y'all all have in common?
We love diamonds.
And the reason is because diamonds last forever, just like your love for your kids.
That's exactly right.
And they remind you every day when you're wearing them around your neck, on your wrist, on your fingers, on your ears, you're always reminded of how much your kids love you.
That's what we want for Mother's Day from Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Diamonds.
5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View. Or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
When a strange man dies alone in the woods, a search to figure out who he is sends me to some incredible places.
He crossed the Atlantic in a small sailboat. He told me he got selected as an escort for Miss America. He also married an actress, a Broadway actress. You learn to recognize people who have a little bit of con in them, and he was that.
Stay away from Matthew McGill. New episodes everywhere weekly, or you can binge the whole thing right now exclusively on the new Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovations. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mention that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
They've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their five-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. 0 fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Like a rat in a
broadcasting cave. Live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Bringing me down.
New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect. Oh, please don't change a thing.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this, Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
So the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars, I'd once dreamt I would drink.
All right. Chris Harrington joins me now.
New York, I love
Chris.
You. But you're
what
freaking
system
me out.
That is New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down by LCD Sound System. Ceremonial Lost to the Knicks song.
And the mood seems right. You have a column up, and I'm a little disappointed, Chris. You didn't have any solutions in that column.
Yeah, no, I had intended last night. That's only the second game column I've written in both the season, and both games have been really bad losses. So thanks, Grizzlies, for that.
People love reading about really bad losses, Chris. They love
right?
it. Yeah.
My intent last night, and maybe I should have done this, but the game just didn't cooperate. My intent was to write specifically about Jaren Jackson Jr. and how he's played since his return and whether he should start or not and all of that. And so that was that, and I've got half the column written on that. Maybe I'll just write it later this week, but that was my intent, but the game just didn't cooperate. And so he didn't struggle notably. He didn't have a breakthrough game either. He was a little bit better than he'd been. But, you know, and then, you have the failed comeback, and you have the meltdown and all the messiness. And I just, you know, he wasn't really a primary part of any of that, I don't think. And so, I mean, to me, it was sort of notable that and sort of what I wrote about is that, I mean, it looks like we're all doctors, like trying to diagnose something, but we don't really know what's going on. And so we just keep coming up with new stuff to say. And a lot of the things we've been complaining about, not all of it, but a lot of it, like, was not present in that game, and still here we are.
The Justice Winslow not only wasn't on the ball, he wasn't on the court. So there was that. That sucker's taken care of. I liked your point with the technicals at the end, as Taylor Jenkins gets tossed and Ja gets tossed. I think you said in the column that it was like they weren't even so much yelling at Tony Brothers as yelling about or at anything, including those of us who've been telling them what's wrong with the team. Like, it seemed like generalized frustration, yelling and technicals more than anything. There was obviously a trigger, but it really felt like an eruption that has been a little bit in the works here.
Yeah, I'm sure they would personally push back at that. But, like, if they're on my couch and I'm psychoanalyzing them, I'm going to tell them that was sort of, you know, that was submerged frustration at their general plight that erupted. It was the failure to complete that comeback more than what the referees had done to them. I think it's interesting, I didn't mention this, but if you look at the box score, all this talk about, like, did the Grizzlies really want to win or not? They really wanted to win that game. Look at how they played it. They played 10 players, but they really played a 7-man rotation. And it may have been that was a sneak preview of, like, a play-in rotation, because Tillman and Tyus Jones and D'Anthony Melton all played only 9 minutes each. Like, they played the starters heavy minutes in that game in a way that they have not been doing for most of the season. And I think the frustration and the irritation is palpable with the team, as it is with the fan base. And I think that was it just spilling out at the end of that game.
By the way, since you brought it up, I was going to ask you about this yesterday. There is this whole don't want to win thing, right? And you've talked about yourself that the front office should embrace the playoff chase because they're in one. You wrote a column to that effect a week ago. The one thing that I slightly push back on is the idea that because the front office has, and the coaches and whatever have so clearly talked about the long view so often, that the players themselves are like, well, if they don't care, why do we care? I just don't buy that. Like, I do believe that it's possible that the long view of the front office has contributed to this funk because they were – rotations were designed with the long view in mind rather than winning games, and that has been a problem or might have been a problem or whatever else. But I just don't believe that because Zach Kleiman might be focused on 2 years from now and Taylor Jenkins is focused on the process, John Morant doesn't want to win on a given Monday.
No, I mean, I think there's some degree where they've struggled to meet the moment, but I don't think that's because – and struggle to, like, embrace the moment in the way they talk about it sometimes, which can be frustrating. But I don't think I think people overrate the idea and this is sort of what I'm leading to of Jaron, because I think people have misplaced where it really is. I think people have overrated this idea of these two tracks being in conflict with each other. I may or may not be the originator of the two tracks theory or that way of talking about it. I don't even know. But the idea that this team has tried to balance short-term and long-term all season is true, but, like, those tracks, like a train track, have mostly run parallel. It hasn't, you know, you had to think early in the season with Gorgui Dieng and Xavier Tillman, and that was choosing future over present, but, like, Tillman ended up being good, and it didn't really matter that much. I don't think the Justice Winslow thing is really about that. I don't think they're saying we have to play Justice Winslow to inform our decision this summer. I think they think he's better than other players, and I think they may be wrong. But to me, that's not a future versus present tension. That's an evaluation question. For the most part, like, this team is all young players anyway, and trying to win with your young players and trying to develop them for the future has not been in conflict with each other. Where I think it is now sort of in conflict with each other is actually Jaron. And for all the calls to put him in the starting lineup, and I voiced that too to some degree, I think they should do whatever they're ultimately going to do. Like, he's not as good as Kyle Anderson right now. Like, if you're trying to win a game tonight, like, Kyle Anderson's better. And that's who he'd be replacing in the starting lineup, presumably, unless you went bigger and moved Grayson Allen out. And I think their reluctance to put him back in the starting lineup until he plays better, which is sort of what I asked Taylor Jenkins about in the pregame and he talked about, is a reflection of valuing the present, actually. They've been at it since Jaren's been back there, 1-5, I think, in games he's played. Now, I don't want to make too much of that, because I think if you look at last night, if you say, well, Jaren needs to start, I think if you started him last night, you still would have lost that game. If you say, well, Jaren's just not good and you have to worry about the present, I think if Jaren had sat on the bench and Brandon Clark had played Jaren's minutes, they still would have lost that game. Like I think it's bigger than that. But I think the real tension between long-term and short-term has, more than anything else all season, has been reintegrating Jaren. Because the Justice thing you just not do, which they finally last night just didn't do.
By the way, I sort of have said what you've – I had a long discussion with GP about this last week about what was the motivation for playing Justice Winslow. And I simply didn't believe that they were – they might have been lying to themselves, but I didn't believe that they were doing it with some long view in mind. They were – we know this is going to hurt us in our ability to win a game tonight, but we're putting them in the lineup anyway because we have to either prove – we did a smart trade, or we need data, or whatever else. I just didn't believe that. I thought they were thinking, yeah, okay, we give up something on offense, but we get something on switchability and defense and whatever else, and ultimately he's better and than Tyus, who hasn't been great. And GP refused to believe that. He said the numbers are so freaking compelling that you couldn't lie to yourself and believe that Justice Winslow was helping you. It had to have been with the long view in mind.
Well, I think people are so irritated about the Winslow thing, and I've said this before, that they've overrated the season Tyus Jones is having, and they've overrated how well the Grizzlies bench has played. And so I think that's part of it. I think if the Grizzlies bench was totally wrecking people and Tyus Jones was having a great season instead of sort of an average to slightly below average season for an average backup point guard, I think there probably would have been more reluctance. You know, I think they think, in terms of the talent pecking order on the team, Justice Winslow is higher than, like, most of the guys they're playing on the bench. And so I think it was them trying to play their best players. It just may not be their best players, and I think forcing him into that role was particularly not good. So I disagree with their evaluation and what they did, but I don't think it was a future-motivated thing in that sort of clear-cut way.
It's really interesting to think that literally the most damaging thing to their ability to win on a given night relative to the few is playing Jaren. That's you did ask Taylor Jenkins about that. What did he say, and what did you find notable about it?
I asked if there was any thought to keeping him in the current role for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. And he had earlier said he had, I think, volunteered earlier that Jaren would eventually start. And so he could have just said, no, Jaren will move back in the starting lineup, but he did not say that. He was sort of noncommittal about it, and basically said it was tied to him playing better, right? And I think last night was a little bit of a mixed bag. I think he was good in the first half and not as good in the second, but it was somewhat encouraging, I would say. But, you know, again, I think it's – obviously Jaren Jackson will be the starting power forward on opening night in October. And obviously he's the second most important player on the team alongside Ja long term. But he's coming off a major surgery and a long layoff, and it's late in the season in a playoff race. And if moving him to the starting lineup, as I think we think, will just mean moving Kyle Anderson out of the starting rotation. Well, Kyle Anderson is a better basketball player all around right now than Jaren Jackson is. And so I think there is a tension between, like, getting back to what our long-term view is and, like, just trying to maximize the moment. And I think that tension is there. I don't want to overstate, like, what their record is in with Jaren, because, like I said last night, like, I don't think, you know, when Grayson Allen is stepping into wide-open threes and missing them, like, that's not happening because Jaren Jackson is sitting on the bench and is going to come into game 3 minutes later. You know, when De'Anthony Melton, who's been, like, creating steals that turn into Grizzlies fast-break buckets, is instead committing turnovers that turn into Knicks fast-break buckets, that's not happening because Jaren Jackson Jr. is standing around, right? Like, their problems are so much more than that and so much harder to, like, explain away than that, But I do think the Jaren thing has been the most disruptive and thorny thing. And it probably was always going to be. It's just that the timing is not good.
It's really hard to get your mind around, because you're exactly right. It's, well, Ja was not good at all last night. But then the things, let's just say that the Grizzlies end up finishing in the 9-10 game. They lose, they go home, that's the season, right? They're in the lottery. And it's not just that it's been a disappointing, boy, given that they were finishing there is disappointing. It's what do we now know about, like, what is the...
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Package them together to get an even greater piece, and now it's sort of like this... What is this team anyway? And what was real? It's really been a I understand why Taylor Jenkins was frustrated. And by the way, I have no problem with the way he handled. See, he can definitely be frustrating, because so much of when you talk to him, it doesn't seem real. Like, it doesn't. He's not really engaging in the question. He's just saying words, right? And so,
that's
what's frustrating about the Taylor Jenkins press conferences, is that they, like, whatever. He talks about how much better Justice is playing when he clearly is not playing better. Like, it's not a real dialogue
well,
that you're having.
And it's exacerbated by the Zoom stuff, because it's
exactly.
hard to break through, right?
Exactly.
There's no, like, eye contact. There's no, like, human interaction really there at all. Yeah. And so, yeah.
But last night, trying to pick up some shards of positivity from it, I don't have any problem with saying we fought hard. Or, like, he's just trying to strap it together now at this point.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind any of that one way or another. Knicks are really good, though. Like, that's kind of a fun story, what's happening with the Knicks and Derrick Rose and you know, obviously it was and Randle was freaking tremendous. That second quarter, they were hitting tough shots, and I think that was demoralizing for the Grizzlies. All right, so here we are. Grizzlies are now embarking on a road trip. They have been better on the road. I would have told you a week ago that Portland was cooked. Just been swept by the Grizzlies, and they clearly fixed themselves somehow along the way. Between the Timberwolves and Detroit, and then Toronto, there's certainly an opportunity here, isn't there?
Yeah, but Minnesota's been better lately. I mean, Toronto is still sort of scrapping for the play-in. They're feisty. Who's the third team they're playing on the road?
Detroit.
Detroit's just bad. And so, but right, Orlando was just bad too. And so,
right.
And so who knows? I think you would like to go 2-1 on the trip. I mean, 3-0 would be great, but I don't know the way they're playing. That seems like a lot to hope for. But I don't think you can take anything for granted right now if you're the Memphis Grizzlies.
No, you certainly can't. They can lose to anyone. But I also think, I guess my point is, who the hell would have imagined, you said this yesterday, Portland turning it around. You can. What was your line today? Basketball teams are living, breathing organisms. They evolve and whatever else. And
right. And
so we don't know what's going to happen. Like, it looks gone
right
now.
It could all click into place and look totally different tomorrow night in Minnesota. It's totally possible.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington, you can read his piece over at the Daily Memphian. I have tweeted out. We got to come back and do Fish on Friday on Tuesday. There was a giant object in space hurtling right towards us. Fishman is going to tell us exactly where it's going to land on the other side, whether you need to have your hard hat on or not. It's Jeff Calkins Show, back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, I'm Brian. As an aspiring baker, I've got a lot of secret ingredients. But my best one yet? Metro by T-Mobile. Metro gave me and the family high-speed data for only $25 a line for 4 lines and covered the switching fees. Plus, they threw in 4 free Galaxy phones just for switching. Now we can post pictures of my latest bakes and get out the word so the whole town knows I'm whipping up something sweet. How's that for stretching some serious dough?
You work hard for your money. With Metro by T-Mobile, it goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Right now, enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines with taxes and fees included. Plus 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless.
I'm Brian, and that's how I rule my day with Metro by T-Mobile.
All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. Sales tax and regulatory fees included in price. Zero fee on select phones. Limit 1 free phone per line with port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
When it comes to home comfort, there's only one name you need to remember. That's Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning. Still family owned and operated, we've been keeping you comfortable with superior service and exceptional products for over 50 years. Whether it's routine maintenance, emergency service, or a complete new system, our trained, professional, and friendly staff is always ready to assist you. For all your home comfort needs, we are the comfort company you can trust. Call us today at 365-4260 or visit us at landmarkheatingandair.com.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today starting at only $5.99 per person.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley sweet and salty peanut bars, bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
There's a lot of streaming services out there, each filled with reality TV, comedy, drama, and of course, superheroes. But there's one dedicated entirely to nonfiction TV and documentary films, and that's CuriosityStream. History, science, nature, we've got it. Space, dinosaurs, big cats, we've got that too. And pretty much anything else you want to explore. Go ahead, add some smart TV to your smart TV with CuriosityStream. Go to CuriosityStream.com to sign up and start streaming today.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy gum, healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and if you're like me, all you want to do is give your mom a hug. If it's not possible for a while, then Dinstals is here to help you send a sweet message of love. You can choose from Dinstals' signature chocolate-covered strawberries, made with fresh ripe berries dipped in Dinstals' special fondant and covered with rich milk chocolate. Or bring a smile to her face with chocolate-covered grapes and pineapple. Denzel's will gladly custom pack her favorite assortment, from creams to nuts, caramels to nougats, tartlettes to truffles, and sugar-free chocolates and candies are also available. So celebrate all the moms in your life with Denzel's candies. Call today and place your order at Laurelwood, Germantown, Pleasant View, Collierville, and downtown. Say thanks, Mom, with Denzel's, made in Memphis and enjoyed by the whole world.
Searching for solid information about mortgage options? Search no more. Here to bring you the answers you need is Don Holsinger, Chief Mortgage Officer with Orion Federal Credit Union, with this week's Mortgage Minute.
One of the questions I get all the time is, what happens if I don't have 20% to put down to buy a house? Well, did you know that many of our loan programs offer choices for down payment? For example, FHA loans only require a down payment of 3.5%, and that amount can be a gift from a relative. VA loans support our veterans with 100% financing. There are many other programs that will offer a grant or 100% financing if you qualify with their income and other guidelines. Orion's experienced mortgage lenders are here to help you find a way. To learn more, visit orionhomeloan.com or give us a call at 1-800-532-9025.
This Mortgage Minute has been provided to you by Orion Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Contact Orion for details. Orion is an equal housing lender.
And I'm gonna be high.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This moment every week, I like to talk about the smoked Gouda grits at Bounty on Broad. It's Fishman's favorite at Bounty on Broad. I would have thought it was a key lime pie, but the crust is sensational, and Charles is a Miami guy originally. But it's the smoked Gouda grits. There's no question about that. My own personal favorite is the fried oysters. Literally the best fried oysters I have ever had. At Bounty on Broad. I've been all over the place. I've been to Massachusetts, New England. They got oysters up there. New Orleans, they got oysters there. There are no better oysters than the oysters at Bounty on Broad. But whatever it is, just sensational food, gorgeous dining room, curbside service. They've got a brunch to die for. We are all emerging from our year-long of a slumber or hiding out or whatever you call it, and celebrate by getting yourself to Bounty on Broad. By the way, small secret, if you go on Wednesday or Thursday, just a little, you know, you'll get a little more room to spread out, and you can get in there for a reservation. Give them a call, 410-8131, 410-8131. They're 2519 Broad Avenue. It is Bounty on Broad. Joined now by Charles Fishman. He is our man in Washington, D.C., author of three New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, the saga of the extraordinary efforts by ordinary men and women to take us to the moon. Also a three-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing, and a retired Mississippi tugboat deckhand. Fishman joins me now. And Charles, we've got a new situation here. We normally haven't had requests for you to look into particular subjects, but this segment is getting to be so popular now, people are prepping us in advance, and we got a request for you to look into and tell us what is happening with the situation in China, where they evidently launched not just some sort of a spaceship into space, but the actual launch pad, which is about to drop on our heads. What the hell is going on?
They didn't launch the launch pad.
They launched the launcher.
The launch rocket. Let's pause a minute, though. You always progress. It's not like you and Gary. You have skipped past something important, which Jeffrey and I have conspired to excavate.
Okay.
The one-year anniversary of Fish on Friday was back on March 18th, 2020. I didn't get a card. I didn't get a note. I didn't get my 1.7% annual raise.
That's not true. We doubled your pay.
Review.
What?
We doubled his pay, remember?
We gave you the year-end review. We did give you a year-end review. We said it's going very well. Keep going. And we doubled your pay. When the ratings came out.
I must not have noticed the doubling of the pay.
Wait, do you have the episode, the first Fish on Friday?
It is March the 18th. I just linked it to, I just sent it to your, I sent the link to your email.
We actually have the actual audio?
You're going to have to give me a second, but yeah.
We don't need to listen to it.
He doesn't have the audio of that moment. He has the day's show queued up. Given that we've missed it, we can do the audio from Friday on next week as well.
Right.
But I have all the, so we're in week 59 now. And I probably only missed twice. I think I've only missed two or three times. I've not missed that. But most of the time I've missed is because you've been on vacation, not because I have been on vacation.
What occasioned you to decide to take this victory lap today? What got into you?
I wouldn't call it a victory lap. I've just been thinking about the fact that I've been doing this for a year, and I thought it would be. You know me, man. I'm a man of precision. I wanted to know when the first time was. And I texted Jeffrey, and Jeffrey said, no problem. I can track it, which is what Jeffrey always says to me. I really kind of consider him my producer. What's the new – this question about the Chinese rocket is – we're actually going to break some news right here on the show.
We expect
because
nothing
you
less.
You yourself got it wrong, and almost every newspaper, including space outlets like Space News, has gotten it wrong. That rocket, so what happened is they're launching a space station. This will be their second space station.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world as it is now, the modern world, which isn't that modern, our rockets are designed in such a way that you have to launch your space station in pieces, like Lego parts, one module, another module, another module. The rockets aren't big enough to carry the whole thing up.
Okay.
So they were launching their first module with the Long March 5B rocket, which is their single most powerful rocket. It's not that powerful. It's not as powerful as SpaceX rockets, half as powerful as a SpaceX rocket, nothing like the stuff we routinely have used,
right. But
big enough.
It's made in China, for God's sakes, you know?
It's made in China. It works. That's what it does. And
for a little bit.
Well, that's the problem.
Until it doesn't,
up until it burns up in the atmosphere.
So what happened? What happened? Yeah, go ahead. We're interrupting you.
They launched the module, and the rocket itself went into orbit too. And it isn't an accident. The orbital dynamics and the thrust of this rocket and the size of the payload are such that in order to get the payload into orbit, the rocket ended up in orbit too. Now, it's very easy to avoid this. One way to avoid it is you have supplementary rockets on your big rocket that aim the thing right back down, and you can splash it down or land it in the desert.
Aim the big rocket right down is what you're saying?
Don't let it go into orbit after it releases its payload. It arcs over and comes back down. But you got to spend money on stuff like that. That requires a little extra effort. And they clearly aren't interested in expending that effort. They've been doing this for 20 years. They know what they're doing. And, yes, so how big is the thing?
Wait a second. So, are you telling me that every time they've put a piece of a space station up there, this has happened? This is no news at all? This is how they get things up there?
No. This is the first module of their new big space station. And it will ultimately require 10 rocket launches. They launched this very same rocket last May with a space capsule on board, a crewed space capsule that didn't have a crew. They were testing the crewed space capsule to see how it worked. It was a test version of what will be the spaceship that will come and go. That one also landed in an uncontrolled reentry. It went into orbit and then came back down. And the head of NASA publicly reprimanded them and said, this is really dangerous. Please don't do this. Here we are doing it again. This station will require 10 rocket launches to assemble completely. But again, when you're reporting, I worked with a guy named Jonathan McDowell at the Harvard Center for Astrophysics, who is brilliant and keeps track of everything that's launched into space. He is an astronomer and an astrophysicist, really a great guy. You can follow him on. and it's very technical. Lots of orbital perigees and apogees. And he said only 3 of the 10 will be this big rocket. And I asked him, I said, all the reporting says this is an accident. That doesn't seem like it would be true if you're launching spacecraft. You're exactly right. Accident. They are doing this on purpose because they need the oomph right at the last minute, and they could bring these back if they want. So how big is the thing? It's as tall as a 9-story, 10-story building. So it's very tall. It's about 20 feet across. So it's, you know, it's as wide as a city bus. So tall and thin. And it weighs 40,000 pounds. So it weighs about what a, it's not a perfect comparison, but it weighs about what a 18-wheeler, a semi-tractor trailer weighs empty. But much, much denser. You know, it's filled with tanks and valves and pipes and equipment, and there's no way of predicting where it's going to land. So 71% of the Earth is water, so we don't care if it lands in the water, that's fine. 39% of the Earth is land, and of the land, about 50, I looked this up today, 57% of the land is uninhabited. It's desert or high mountain. So we're down to about 22% of the Earth's surface where it could do damage. We know where it will come down from north to south because it's in orbit, and there are only certain parts of the Earth that it ever passes over. We don't know when because it has no little jets, no little thrusters. There's no way of telling it now is the time to come down. So it comes down at the point when the friction on the atmosphere is such that it can't keep flying anymore and gets, you know, towed under by the friction. So where it will land, we don't know. Last time, the last one landed safely, there's actually a United Nations office called the Office of Outer Space Affairs. This would seem like a really good time for them.
How much warning are we going to have? Is it going to fall and we'll see it and then be like, yo, it's headed for Cordova. Y'all in Cordova should get out of the way? Right. Or is it, will we know there'll be some advance warning?
I mean, there'll be advanced warning that it's deorbiting. It goes around the Earth every 90 minutes. Things are in orbit, circle the Earth every 90 minutes. All of them are going, whatever, 70,000 miles an hour or something like that. And when will it deorbit?
Will we be able to blow it up before it's on its way down?
It depends on how closely the United States defense officials are tracking it and whether they issue that warning. I think they'll know maybe the orbit it's coming in or one orbit before. So we might get between an hour and 2 hours of notice, but that won't tell you where it is. Because if you think about something going around the Earth, if a difference literally of a minute or two is the difference between Arkansas and North Carolina skipping right over Tennessee. So my advice would be, worry about more important things. You are not going to get hit by
all
this
right,
rocket.
All right. It's reckless. It is reckless on the part of the Chinese.
It is totally reckless. And again, I always step up. I'm such a fan of big government. This is a perfect example of how the world of space is getting a lot more complicated. There's a lot more players. Even nations like China can't necessarily be trusted to do the right thing. Like, whatever, who cares where it lands? We sent it up. It'll come down somewhere.
China doesn't really care if it takes out a few people. You know, that's their view of people generally. We can spare a few. That's basically China's view of people in domestic policy as well.
They'll take it seriously if it comes down in one of their cities. They'll take it seriously. So let's hope that doesn't happen for the sake of people. If it lands in a desert, it's nothing. The truth is, if it rains down across Beijing or Shanghai, that won't be fun for anybody.
Okay.
It won't be a joke then. It won't happen.
No.
But it would not be a joke if it landed on a city.
Bill and Melinda Gates are she has done the deinstall and and they are no more. Do they have a lot of money?
My gosh, they have a lot of money. they are getting divorced. We don't know. You said she's done the deinstall.
We don't
nice
know.
Joke.
We have no idea.
Actually, yesterday on the radio, you were making exactly the opposite case. It must have been him. I know some people who are close to that world, mm-hmm. and I will see after things calm down if I can find out what the general view is on, you know, who motivated this. They have $140 billion. The family fortune is $140 billion. A lot of surprises. First of all, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which they set up to do important philanthropic work, do important work on hunger, equality, women's rights, agriculture. That has $50 billion of its own, separate from $140. And Bill and Melinda Gates have said that the overwhelming majority of their money will ultimately end up in the foundation.
And it's going to still be the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? There's not going to be a Bill Foundation and Melinda Foundation?
What they said yesterday is that the foundation will remain unchanged and that they will continue to work together. There's a little bit of reporting this morning that says most, if not all, of the foundation employees got this news when the rest of us got it, and that they have been told today that the Gates will, if you're scheduled for a meeting next Thursday with them, if you're meeting with them on Monday, they will be in the meetings. They will be in meetings together. They will continue to pursue their schedule. They filed for divorce yesterday. They didn't just announce it. The papers were filed in King County in Seattle. And those papers say that they have actually been legally separated, although they didn't specify a time frame, but that they have a legal separation agreement on file, which is not public. And the divorce papers say that the legal separation agreement specifies the division of financial assets. So if all of that is true, they have already thought this through carefully. So the Gates Foundation, first of all, its finances are separate and independent. And independent after a fashion. The same guy manages the family money and the Gates Foundation money, which is interesting. The foundation is huge, 1,600 employees. Like, that's a big – like, when I worked for the newspaper in Raleigh and we had 300 people in the newsroom, the whole place was only – 1,100 people. So 1,600 people at a charitable foundation is a lot, and they intend to give them another $100 billion, another $120 billion. You can't take any billions with you when you die. So that's interesting. And it's been fun to spend a little time looking at the family finances. Jeff Bezos is the richest person in the world because of Amazon stock, and 80 or 90% of his money is in Amazon stock. Elon Musk is number two, literally because of Tesla stock. And he may ultimately diversify, but 80 or 90% of his wealth comes from Tesla stock. The Gates let's focus on the word, only own $26 billion worth of Microsoft stock, $114 billion worth of their wealth is in other things. What's it mean? They own a bunch of Four Seasons hotels, including the Four Seasons in San Francisco. They own a place you yourself, Jeff Cock, are familiar with, the Charles Hotel in Harvard Square, Cambridge, Mass. Is owned by Bill and Melinda Gates.
Really?
They own more farmland in America than any other individuals, anybody that's not a corporation. There's a famous family in California, the Resnicks. The Resnicks bring you those pistachios, the palm, wonderful pomegranates and pistachios. They also own Fiji Water. They're the largest farming family.
Wait, they
in
own Fiji Water?
Not the Gates. The Resnicks do.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the Gates is owning Fiji Water. That would be BS because they're supposedly interested in climate change, right?
That would be epic, but no, it's not. And the Gates own more farmland than the Resnicks. So there you go.
How the hell did how did they get into the most intriguing thing? What, huh?
Let me tell you the most intriguing thing. 1 year ago, literally 1 year ago, April 21st, 2020, Bill and Melinda Gates bought a $43 million San Diego beach house together, 6,000 square feet, a hot tub for 10, and a pool and pool deck. Mr. Climate Change with the hot tub for 10. So it is interesting that they together bought a family beach house in San Diego for $43 million, literally 53 years ago, and today they're divorced.
So what you're saying is that one of them was philandering since then.
I'm not saying anything. I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting that a year ago
they bought a beach house together. Yeah.
On a bit, you didn't buy the beach house thinking, but yeah, I might get this one. Whatever, you know, you bought the beach house together because you were together. A year later, you're divorced. So that's interesting. Do you want to talk condoms?
Yeah. We'll finish.
Are you done with the Gateses?
Yeah,
is there anything more you want to know about?
No, there's nothing else I want to know about the Gateses. You had some breaking condom news. But breaking condoms never a good idea, by the way. But you had some breaking condom news. What is it?
Well, boy, have I done the math on this. You're going to have to hold on. This is great.
Here's the thing, though. You're about to tell us. You're about to tell us that the condom sales are up, as it were. But last week you told us that people are having less sex in the pandemic. The whole thing makes no sense. Are you about to tell us that
the pandemic's over? People can't wait. Here's
what's happening. Oh, I see. They have been having less sex. Go ahead. What's happening?
Well, condom sales for 2020 were down 4%, so I'm totally consistent. Right? There you go. Less sex.
Oh, for 2020, condom sales down. Okay, yeah.
Down. Deflated. Deflated. Yep. They couldn't get it up past the previous year. Down 4%.
Yeah.
For the 4 weeks from the middle of February to the middle of March, that four-week period, condom sales up 23% over the previous year, and we have the actual number. The number is $37 million in U.S. condom sales in 4 weeks. That's $1.3 million worth of condoms a day. And here's where the magic comes in. Yeah. I looked up condom prices.
Yeah.
And if you buy like a 24-pack,
right,
a typical condom costs 50 cents. Typical condom costs 50 cents. 24-pack costs you $12. So $1.3 million in condom sales a day is 2.6 million people having sex, or 2.6 million couples having sex, right? A day. Now there's 300 million people, 330 million people in the country, but condoms are aimed at 18 to 24 year olds. There's 31 million 18 to 24 year olds in the country right now.
Yep.
And that's 18 million condoms sold a week. That's a lot of people in that group having sex. I think sex is back. I think we can officially say sex is back.
We appreciate that. Sex is
18 million people. 18 million.
Do we know it is true that the condoms?
36 million people having sex.
18 to 24 is the sweet spot of condom use.
Is the sweet spot, and 31 million. And the chief marketing officer for Trojan, she works for Church and Dwight, was, you might think she was excited about this news. She said, "We love it. Condoms mean pleasure."
Well, we appreciate
That's what the condom manufacturer says. Condoms mean pleasure. And you know what? That is, from my memory anyway, that's hard to argue with.
You know what means more pleasure? Well, never mind. I'm not going to get into it. Charles, I'm going to give you a moment. You're always complaining that we're cutting you off. So I'm going to give you a moment here now to sign off to the people. And if anyone has requests that they'd like to delve into next week, by all means, what's your Twitter handle?
Twitter handle is @CFishman. If you really want to understand how space works, the nice thing is the astronomer I talked to at Harvard today said he would love to read my book, so I'm sending him a copy. That's good news. And I would worry much more about the possibility that condoms bring pleasure than the possibility that the rocket.
There is an explanation to all this. It could just be that Bill Gates is buying a lot of condoms now. You know?
Yeah, that's If Bill Gates wants condoms, he does. I don't think he needs to go out on the open market. You think he's buying them from Amazon?
He's buying them from Amazon. All right, say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. We got to get out of here. Say goodbye.
So long, everybody.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. Jeffrey, we have time to take a break. You can play the one story we've been waiting for music, though, if you want. Go ahead.
It's that time again on 92.9. At long last, it's Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Presented by Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Check out HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. A bunch of normal guys in the car business changing lives four tires at a time.
We had some Aaron Rodgers news yesterday. Terry Bradshaw said Aaron Rodgers is dumber than a box of rocks. That's an unlikely guy calling someone dumb.
That is the classic takes one to no one.
Takes one to no one. But then we also had a tweet saying that in the end, the problem with the Packers was the draft. Last year's, not this year's draft, but last year's draft. That they tried to trade up to get Justin Jefferson. And that then Brandon Ayuk was also snatched up before them. And that's the only reason they ended up with Jordan Love. You buying it?
I'm not buying that. There were still plenty of other people in the draft that you could have taken.
There are plenty of other people. You didn't have to say, oh, hell, well, we better get a quarterback.
While we're here.
Yeah, it's like going to the meat aisle, right?
Yeah.
And like, saying the pork chops are gone.
Yeah.
And the chicken fries are gone.
Zone, yeah.
So I'm not going to get the whatever. And so instead you go buy
spoiled ice cream.
Instead you go buy spoiled ice cream. Like, no, you're in the, stay in the meat aisle.
It's
there's
on
other
sale.
Stuff there. Right, exactly. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mike Wallace will join them at 11:25 to discuss the Grizzlies. John joins us today on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 3:05. George Sedano joins GP at 4:20. Jeff at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, buddy. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. Work is done.
Memphis is home of the Gary Parish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN. An Odyssey station.
The NBA season is rolling along, games every single day. Baseball season has been super fun so far. The PGA Tour returning to Memphis, it's just around the corner. If you're the type of person who likes to enjoy sports while sipping a drink, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that my drink of choice is New Amsterdam Vodka, a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As I'm sure you know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. It makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy in these warm months. And if you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, coconut, orange, peach, pineapple. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
A lot can happen in a day. A lot of. Make any day a payday with the BetQL Day Pass. Unlock all of BetQL's proven analytics, 5-star bets, and insider info for just one day so you can make better bets on whatever single day you want. No subscriptions, no strings, all for less than $3. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Gotta finish this today.
Cristiano's construction projects typically run smoothly, but this project's pipeline is about to burst.
Yo, boss, where you want us to put this?
To the left. Your other left. John.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. Use Microban 24 sanitizing spray to keep surfaces sanitized all day. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses initially, including the virus that causes COVID-19. Microban 24 keeps killing bacteria for 24 hours, touch after touch. When used as directed, Microban 24, touch after touch, it doesn't give up.
Medical laboratory scientists are in demand. Your analysis is critical in making sure patients receive the right treatment. It's indirect care with direct impact. Bellarmine University's accelerated 16-month hybrid program is designed for transfer students with more than 51 credits. If you love the science behind saving lives, Bellarmine University is your first step in making a difference. Become a medical laboratory scientist. Search Bellarmine Hybrid MLS and enroll today.
Are you ready to get twisted? Try the new Twisted Texan Cheeseburger and Footlong Coney. The chili, hearty. The cheese, melty. The fried onion rings, crispy and crunchy. And we're putting it all on top of a beef patty or footlong coney. It's Twisted, y'all. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
Hey, it's Shaq with Homer Skelton, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Dodge Performance Day is going on right now. 0% financing on new Challengers, Chargers, Durangos. Visit us at HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. See why we're a bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives four tires at a time.
Baseball players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when...